insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 11th and 12th verses of Surah An-Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina ja'u bil ifki 'usbatun minkum la tahsabuhu sharran lakum bal huwa khayrun lakum. لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم.
Indeed, those who came with falsehood are a group among you. Do not think it bad for you, rather it is good for you. For every person among them is what punishment he has earned from the sin. And he who took upon himself the greater portion thereof, for him is a great punishment.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Why, when you heard it, did not the believing men and believing women think good of themselves and say, this is an obvious falsehood?
Dear listeners, from the previous verses and added with these verses, it is understood that an innocent person is accused of unchaste act at the descending of these verses, and this rumor was spread throughout the society. I mean, this is the occasion of revelation of these verses. When a group of hypocrites, who were apparently Muslim, also wanted to use this event maliciously for causing Islam society harm, and for the sake of their own interest, and somehow that they wanted to weaken the common reputation of the Prophet ﷺ, it was at this moment that these verses were sent down. And so this incident was dealt with in an unprecedented resoluteness. And so the insulting astraygoers, those sinister hypocrites, were firmly suppressed. The Holy Quran, without mentioning the main phenomenon of this verse, says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Verily, those who brought forward the lie are a band of you. So, afterwards, it somehow commiserates the believers who were very annoyed by accusing a pure person of such an evil act by saying, لَا تَحْسَبُهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Do not regard it an evil to you. Nay, it is good for you. And by means of it, the evil intentions of some of those defeated enemies and some of those hypocrites were uncovered. And these outwardly good persons who were of a bad character were actually and ultimately disgraced. Possibly, if this event had not occurred and they had still remained unknown, they would have attacked more severely and more dangerously in the future. But this event taught the Muslims a lesson that sometimes it will cause them lose everything. They must firmly resist this matter. Then afterwards, there are a couple of points mentioned in the verse, which we will, God willing, discuss.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Dear listeners, in the remaining parts of the 11th verse of the chapter Nur, there are a couple of points mentioned. At first, it is said, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. Unto every man of them will be paid that which he has earned of the sin. This part of the verse actually indicates that the great responsibility of those who led and found a sin would never prevent the responsibility of others, because every person is as responsible for a sin as he participates and shares in a conspiracy. So everybody is responsible. And in the next step, the verse continues saying, وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّ كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And as for him, among them who had the greater part therein, he shall have a grievous chastisement. Commentators say that this person, I mean, the referent of وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّ كِبْرَهُ, was Abdullah ibn Abi Mas'ul, who was the chief person of Ifk companions. Some others have also mentioned Ibn Itham and also Hassan ibn Thabit as the reference of this concept. Anyway, the one who was more active than the others, the one who set off the flames of Ifk, is considered as the leader of the group, and he will be imposed with a punishment as great as his sin. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.